The Holy Gospel according to Luke in the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy, Jesus, stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers and listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God, who is the source of all life, and from Jesus the Christ, who brings light and hope to a world in need every day in every place. Amen. It was just 6 days ago we were singing Silent Night, basking in the glowing candles, basking in the glowing anticipation, anticipating the myriad of emotions as we celebrated the humble birth of a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths. It's a sweet and compelling story, complete with the lowly shepherds tending their flocks in the fields outside Bethlehem, the deafening sound of the angel chorus singing glory, hallelujah, to the heavens. We hear it and we sing it every year, and still we are captivated by the majesty of it all and by what is stirred so deeply in our hearts. And so it does seem a little anticlimactic today to envision Jesus suddenly being 12 years old. Do you feel as if you missed something? To catch us up, there's 20 verses between what we heard last week and what we just heard. To catch us up, Jesus was circumcised just 8 days after his birth, given his name at the temple where Joseph and Mary made their required offerings of 2 turtle doves, by the way, on his behalf. At the temple, they listened to prophets Simeon and Anna, who spoke to them of his destiny. And the next thing you know, Jesus is 12 years old, wearing his traveling clothes on the round-trip journey from Nazareth to Jerusalem for the Passover. 12 years old. He was, well, 12 is the age of reason for a Hebrew boy, but still an adolescent in his parents' eyes. You could hear those familiar parental fears and anxiety after having lost track of him for 3 days, if you could only imagine that. And then here's this sort of insolent-sounding 12-year-old. "What are you looking for me for? I wasn't lost. I knew where I was. You should have known where I was." Eventually, he is found in Jerusalem, back at the temple, in what is apparently a deep theological conversation with the rabbis, who were amazed at what they heard and saw. If you're curious, in chapter 3, Jesus is a grown man. The next time we hear and read Jesus' name in Luke's gospel. He's standing at the River Jordan, and his clothes are sopping wet from his baptism by John and the Holy Spirit. So Jesus grew up, like all of us do if we're lucky. He grew out of those swaddling cloths, out of his childhood wrappings, out of his 12-year-old adolescence, and into the clothing of a man on a mission from God. And his mission was to bring hope to the hopeless and light to those who walked in darkness. In the letter to Colossians that we heard this morning, we can hear the writer urging congregations to do the same, to follow in Jesus' footsteps, to try on some of his clothing, to try on some new clothes from God. He says, "Clothe yourselves with compassion and kindness, with humility and patience, with forgiveness and love." Compassion and kindness for the lonely ones, for the hungry ones, for the homeless ones, the jobless ones. Compassion and kindness for those who grieve. Patience and humility when you bear with those who struggle with depression or emotional or physical distance from loved ones. Clothe yourselves with love for those who find themselves orphaned, separated from their parents, their siblings, their children. This message from the letter to the Colossians is an enduring message. It's a message for adults, to be sure, and most certainly our 12-year-olds can grasp its meaning. And often it's the smallest children who are courageous enough to live it out. There's a story some of you may be familiar with. It's really only about 2 decades old. And when you think about that, and when you hear this, it seems like it was forever ago. But the story still happens today in different parts of the world, including the United States. So some years ago, after the fall of communism in Russia, 2 American teachers, Christians, were invited from the Russian Department of Education to teach morals and ethics in the public schools. They were invited to teach at prisons and businesses. They were invited to teach at the fire department and the police department and in a large orphanage. At the orphanage, about 100 boys and girls who had been abandoned, abused, and left in the care of a government-run program were living there. They didn't know anything about Christianity. They didn't seem to know anything about any religion. The teachers told the story in their own words, so I'm quoting them. "It was nearing the holiday season, 1994, time for our orphans to hear for the first time the traditional story of Christmas. And we told them about Mary and Joseph arriving in Bethlehem and finding no room in the inn. The couple went to a stable where the baby Jesus was born and placed in a manger. And then after the story, we gave the children 3 small pieces of cardboard to make a crude little manger. And each child was given a small paper square cut from yellow napkins. Following instructions, they tore the paper carefully and laid these little yellow strips in their cardboard mangers to represent the straw. And then they were given small squares of flannel that were used for the baby's blanket, the swaddling cloths. And then they cut out from some tan felt what they had brought from the United States, a little baby shape. The children were busy assembling their manger as The teacher walked among them to see if they needed help. Everything seemed to be going well until she got to the table where a little six-year-old named Misha sat next to his finished project. The teacher was startled to see not just one baby, but two babies in that manger. And so she called the translator over and asked the boy why there were two babies in the manger. And little six-year-old Misha was completely serious. As he crossed his arms in front of him and he looked at this completed manger scene, and he began to relay the story very seriously. And for such a young boy who had heard the Christmas story only once, he related the happenings quite accurately until he came to the part where Mary put the baby Jesus in the manger, and then Misha took that story and made it his own. He made up his own ending to the story as he said, "When Mary laid the baby in the manger, Jesus looked at me and asked me if I had a place to stay. I told him I have no mama and I have no papa, so I don't have any place to stay. Then Jesus told me I could stay with him, but I told him I could not because I did not have a gift to give him like everyone else did. But I wanted to stay with Jesus so much, so I thought about what I had that maybe I could use for a gift. I thought maybe if I kept him warm, that would be a good gift. And so I asked Jesus, if I keep you warm, will that be a good enough gift? And Jesus said, if you keep me warm, that will be the best gift anybody ever gave me. So I got into the manger, and then Jesus looked at me, and he told me I could stay with him for always." Little Misha recognized himself in the story, that old, old story we know so well. And he discovered a kinship with a baby who would know something about having no place to stay. He knew how it felt to have nothing, no possessions, no place to call home. He had nothing more than the clothing on his back. But in his version of the Christmas story, he was clothed with compassion and kindness and humility. And he found someone who would never abandon him, never abuse him, someone who would stay with him forever and for always. Jesus came into the world an infant, born in the most humble of circumstances, and he came bearing gifts of new clothes for all of us, gifts of gratitude and forgiveness and patience and humility and kindness and compassion, gifts of love for every one of us. Jesus came to show us a face of God in the faces of the smallest and the poorest and the weakest, the hungriest, the most humble. Jesus came to save the world. Jesus came to save the smallest of the children, came to save us from sin and death. And all he had to give for it was his own life. In this coming new year, my prayer is for you to delight in your new clothes for Christmas. You are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. Bear with one another. Clothe yourselves with love. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And be thankful. And hold on to the promise that Jesus will be with you forever and for always. Amen.